We're going to get into this episode in just a second. This is the introduction to the introduction. I think we're just going to put this in the beginning of the episode, okay? I think I say episode 74, but I think it's episode 73. I fucked up. That's on me, guys. That's on me, okay? Enjoy the show. Folks, guess who it is? My name is Gregory, and I like big sausages, but that's not gay, and I need to make sure to everybody that's not gay, so check me out. How does the song go? It's like a TikTok song, or it's like a cheerleading song, or like a high school song. My name is Beverly, and I like Carlos, and we've never met. My name is Hamburger, and I dance with pickles, and I dance with lettuce, so check me out. It's from, like, Saturday Night Live or something like that. What is it? It's a Will Ferrell and someone else is in it. I forgot her name, but they're doing, like, a cheerleading. Yeah, I think it's, like, a cheerleading thing. My name is Crystal, and I like oranges, and I have a boyfriend, and his name is Todd, so check me out. It's, like, there's a clapping thing to it. You know what I mean? Do you guys know what I mean? This is a weird way to start it off. We're going to have a really silliest of goosest times on this episode. This is episode 74? Four, I want to say? I don't know. This is going to be a very... This episode, guys, I have nothing to talk about. I just want you to know. I'm the Seinfeld of podcasts. So check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasts. We'll be listening right away. I'm in a very silly goose time. Silly. Oh, dude, I just farted. Yuck. As I'm talking and going through an episode, I'm trying to decide, like, what should I put in the description of the episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google. Oh, gosh. I don't know what I'm ever talking about. I'm not canceled. I didn't say what you guys think I maybe have said. So check me out. Saturday Night Live is getting crappy, guys. Pedro Pascal was on it recently, and I like the host. It's just the cast members and the writing is just not getting as good. Peak SNL was like, I think I've even said this before, was like 2005, 2006, no, 2007 to 2011, around there, 2012. Those was like peak SNL because we had Jason Sudeikis, Bill Hader, Kenan Thompson. I mean, he's still there, but, you know, he was better with the other cast. Who else was there? Kristen Wiig, Fred Armisen, Nick Forte, Bobby Moynihan. I mean, he's in the newer best AO generation, like Bobby Moynihan. Who's like Taron Killam? Guys, I know SNL people. Vanessa Bayer, Seth Meyers, maybe Seth Meyers. Maybe he was already leaving. I don't know. Who was one more? Give me one more. Cecily Strong, no. Who was, Maya Rudolph, maybe? Yeah, maybe, I guess. I don't know, so check them out. But that was peak SNL. SNL, like the older days when I was a youngster, you know, when I was growing up, what was the joke that they said? Oh my gosh, there's a funny joke that they just said in like RuPaul's Drag Race or something. It was like, when I was very young, I started at a young age when I was very young. When I was a baby, I started out very young. Yeah, I couldn't see, hear, or anything. And everyone's, like, sympathizing with him. And they're like, aw. But it's, like, it's like, common knowledge. It's, like, I don't know. When I was a woman, growing up as a man, I had a dick. No way. You know what I mean? I could have thought of another one better, but, you know, check me out, I guess. So check me out. I don't know why I am saying that a lot. Do you guys even watch the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? Like, does anybody really give a fuck? I mean, I know people do, but it's like, I can't stand. I don't care. Yay! Football, like, this is fine. I want everybody to know that this is fine, what I'm about to say. But football, like, is primarily and majorly, for the majority of it, it's like a masculine sport. So therefore, masculine fans watch it because it's a masculine thing. It's a lot of, you know, aggressive people liking football. They have that in common. That's one of the, but it's low key gay. I said it. I just want, and it's fine. I just want the masculine people to know that football is low key gay. Chasing after a toy by touching other men, slapping other people's butts. And I don't know, some other joke that's gonna go in there later. I'm never gonna say on stage because it's too embarrassing. Because it's really not that funny. I guess so. I don't know. So check me out. But Super Bowl, like, someone recently, I used to watch a comedian's podcast, like, years ago, and he said that, like, if you only watch the Super Bowl because of the commercials, you're a bitch. And then I was like, yeah, I guess I kind of agree with that. And then, like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, but the commercials are, like, the only interesting thing, because you know they're going to be good, and you don't know when it's coming. Super Bowl, I'll still watch, okay, because it's even the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm out of, you know, obviously I'm more excited. Well, it's also like, I don't care. It's like, I would watch the commercials. I think, what are they doing? They're doing new trailers for Ant-Man and the Quantumanium, or Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumanium, the Marvels, possibly, the Flash, Indiana Jones, Scream 6. They're putting all of these trailers in the Super Bowl thing. And they're also doing new ads, which is cool. Like, I like the Super Bowl. I mean, I like the commercials of the Super Bowl ads, and the halftime show is Rihanna. I mean, get out of here, dude. It's going to be an awesome Super Bowl. But if you take away the Super Bowl, like, if you take away what it essentially is, which is like football, if you take away the football aspect, it's much better. But yet all of it comes from the Super Bowl football aspect. You guys get what I'm saying. You know, you can't read a book and fuck it too, I guess. So eat it. What was it? You can't have your cake and fuck it. You can't have your cake and fuck it too. That's what my brother used to say. But he died. Cake overdose. I guess he wanted to eat it too. I don't know. That's what I'd rather do. But yeah, the Super Bowl. What was the best Super Bowl ad? I actually don't know. What is the best Super Bowl ad? I don't know, but I will tell you one that was banned. Maybe this was just a commercial actually, but it was a Skittles commercial, and it was, hold up, wait a minute now, boom 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 boom. Sorry, I had to pause and play on a TV. The weirdest Super Bowl ad. No, sorry. Go back. Rewind. Episode 74. Wait, rewind a little bit more. Episode 1. That was too much. Fast forward. Whoa. That's the future. That's Satan overdosing. Or it was like a dying tauntaun. Something like that. I don't know. I was doing my impersonation of Bill Hader's impersonation of a dying tauntaun from Star Wars from Conan. From Conan from Star Wars. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Skittles commercial. Why can't I talk? God. Stay with me now, Gregory. There was a Skittles commercial of a guy and a girl that were having sex, right? Now, stay with me now. I know you already staying with me because I said sex. Excuse me. I just farted again. But this is what's happening. So, I think it's on the wedding day. Or the bride. No, I think the bride is cheating on the groom with one of the best men, I think. I don't know. I could just be, you know, it could just be a puppy ad for Bud Light. I could be making all of this up. But the fucking in the bedroom, and I think I saw this in high school. Someone showed me it, but she goes, no, he goes, get ready for my sweetness. And so she turns over and he ejaculates, but he ejaculates Skittles. And it says, Skittles, taste the rainbow. Eat the rainbow, taste the rainbow. And so, see, he basically comes Skittles in her mouth, and they banned it. I wonder why. We actually had to do a commercial for my high school English class, and it was Lego stop motion. I did mine Lego stop motion, and it was about chocolate. It didn't make any freaking sense. And I gave everybody, like, the brand that I made, but it ended up, I think it was just, like, Hershey's chocolate or something. I don't know. It wasn't that big of a deal. I was very socially awkward in high school, and now I'm just, I don't know, awkward. I'm not really social anymore. It's weird growing up because, like, when you're a kid in high school and college, you're trying to adapt to new characteristics and traits, and you're trying to figure out what fits and stuff. In high school, I tried a lot of stuff, and the only thing that really, like, stuck with me was theater. Acting, not really theater. Theater kids are fucking annoying. Dude, theater kids are so fucking annoying. We're going to get back to the Super Bowl ads in a little bit, and the commercials and stuff, because I think that's an interesting thing to talk about. We need some content, hashtag blessed. But I do also want to talk about how much I hate theater kids, and I was one of them, okay? I was a fucking... Everyone's like... All right, let's start over. Everyone... Oh, sorry, I just get so amped when I talk about theater kids. I almost throw up, so I have to go. Theater kids are so fucking annoying. And they all liked me. That's another thing. Like, I don't want to be liked by people that think I'm with them. I'm such a dick. It's so funny. Who cares? Like, really, you know what I mean? Like, who cares? But... theater kids, stay with me now. One time when I was dating someone, we were sitting down on the stage. This was like when I was 17 or something. We were sitting on the stage of the theater, and all of these other kids, including her, thank God we broke up, including her, they started singing a song from YouTube, and it was those John Cozart, that's his actual name. His YouTube name is Paint. And he does covers of like Disney medleys, but it's called Happy Ever After Ever After. After Ever After, I think that's what it's called. But he's doing his own lyrics in the form of a actual Disney song. So what was one of them? I love being princess down in this beautiful ocean blue, but mermaids are going missing. They'll end up in someone's stew. So just try to put yourself in to somebody else's gills. You're killing my ecosystem with fishing and oil spills. Oh no. Thank you, VP. Or EP? What was the company? You know, thank you, BP. Fishes are drowning. My dad did something. Now I can't see my eyes. Something like that. Have you ever, oh no. What was another one? This town's gone mayor. Oh, wait. Oh, what is it? Oh, now I'm really stuck on these. Guys, if you know this, who I'm talking about, then keep listening because I'm going to be talking about him for a second. What's the fucking Beauty and the Beast one? This town's gone wild since I've married. What? Does he say since I've married? Adam? Does he say Adam? Why am I thinking he's Adam? But the joke's in, but there's nothing's on for me. It's basically, that version is basically about the village thinks that Bella's weird because she's fucking an animal. And then, what was the, not the Pinocchio one, the Pocahontas one. Oh, after John Smith traveled back to England, he swaddled in and left us all for dead. Now, and they cheated us to guns and bows and steel. They forced us into unknown lands of exile. They pillaged, I don't want to say this word on podcast. Well, I've said it before. They pillaged, raped, and left us all for dead. But now I feel stronger with a weapon when I separate their bodies from their heads. Wait, what? Have you ever held the insides of an English man? What? I don't know the lyrics. You guys get what I'm talking about, though. You guys, you know, the real fans know. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, then check me out. So check me out on Spotify. But what was I talking about? What does that have to do with anything? Theater kids. Yeah, we bring it all back. The circle of life. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a fucking theater kid. Okay? Side note, the best Lion King movie of the franchise is Lion King 1.5. Yep, it's Lion King 1.5. I said it. Theater kids. So, my girlfriend at the time, not anymore. No. I farted again. She started singing with all of the other theater kids, and they were singing those songs. The John Cozo, I mean, I don't want to sing them again because I don't even know the lyrics. And, like, I mean, at those 2 minutes, you guys can get back. You know what I mean? So they were singing those songs, and I was like, oh, theater kids are fucking annoying. You guys just sing out of nowhere? They were singing, like, in the background not during productions, but, like, when someone had to act or, like, help move a seat, they just started playing the piano and started singing. I'm like, no one wanted you to do this. They show off their talents, and then they're fishing for compliments. That's what it is. Fishing for compliments in an empty sea. I love when people say there's plenty of fish in the sea. Okay. Where are the fish? Why did I say it like that? Where are the fish? But theater kids are fucking annoying. What's another annoying? I don't know. No, they're not even above. No. Any theater kid that has a lead thinks they're above everyone else after that. What's another reason why I don't like high school? I didn't mind some theater kids. Like, some of them were funny and they were fine to sit with. But all of the other ones, I was just had nowhere else to sit. Low-key. Or, like, a new theater kid. Oh, dude. A lot of the theater kids wanted me to sign up to be like the vice president of the theater or the president of the theater. They were like, hey, oh, for the club that they had, the International Thespian Society. I think it's like girls that make out, but like around different countries. You know what I mean? International Lesbian Society. What was the it's? International Thespian Society. There we go. Yeah. International. Ilts. Ilts. INLTS. But they all wanted me to be like the president of the club because I think it was my last year doing it. And they were like, yeah, you'd be a good fit. I'm like, I know I would. I'm sorry because like I'm invested in this a lot, but only because of the acting aspect. I don't want anything to do with any annoying people. I just want to rehearse, act, go somewhere else. I don't want to stay longer. I only want to do what I wanted to do. Don't ever date a theater kid. And here's the thing. Are you a theater kid? I'm like, I was, but then I like experimented with a lot of other stuff in college. So I would say now I'm just an actor. Entertainer, is that better? I mean, I know I do stand-up and writing and stuff, but that's theater in a way. But I don't know, theater kids, I don't want to be associated by those blockheads. And I can say that too because I did theater my whole life, so I'm basically calling myself an idiot at this point as well. If you know, you know. If you know me, then you know I am one. So check me out. Check me out. Me out. Isn't that the me out? Isn't that when a cat gets canceled on Twitter? # me out. Me out. It's when a cat plays baseball and he's not good at it. Me out. Don't you mean yo out? Meow. I don't know. The joke's there somewhere. You guys find it. Oh, gosh. So Theater Kids are freaking annoying. I remember we did Cat in the Hat in my high school. And the person who played the lead in Cat in the Hat was basically the lead in everything. But I'll tell you right now, I could have destroyed that performance. I could have been the Cat in the Hat, but, you know, it was typecasting fan favorites or theater favorites. I don't know. The director definitely had favorites. The lead did not have to audition. The lead is just the cat. I would have killed. I can't sing, but, you know, the silliness that the cat provides, that's why I can be a good Dear Evan Hansen. I can't sing, but I can give those emotions, you know? Have you guys seen it? I don't know. No, but Dear Evan Hansen, I think I can commit well to that performance because I can just, I don't know. I know the emotional range. Like, there's emotional range. Like, there's a part where he's nervous to shake someone's hand or his hands are sweaty. And he's like, I'm Evan. No. And then she goes, I'm Susan. I forgot her name. And he goes, oh, I know. So she goes, you know. And he goes, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen you play guitar and jazz band. I love jazz. Maybe not jazz band jazz, but like, that's so weird. I'm sorry. I don't know. He's basically saying something like that. That's so weird. I'm sorry. And then she goes, you apologize a lot. And he goes, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean. So I'm going to do this whole scene really quick. And then she goes, okay, well, I'm going to get going. And then he interrupts her by saying, you don't want to sign my cast, do you? What'd you say? And she goes, I didn't say anything. You said something. And then he goes, no way, Jose. She goes, right, I'll see you later, Jose. And he goes, right, because, well, and then he starts singing, we start with stars and eyes. I'm not going to sing that part. We start believing that we belong. But I'm just letting you know that and every sun doesn't rise. I can just kill the acting performance and not the singing. And no one tells you where you went wrong. See, I'm not hitting any notes. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. The only thing I can be good at is the emotional range that this character gets. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. I already... Because you learned, I messed up the lyrics of the song. I don't remember the lyrics. Watch, watching through the glass. Oh, man. I'm a roller coaster of events. That's what I am. But I would give that performance is what I'm basically saying. And I love acting. And I love being in a theater community because we share that interest. We share the interest of performing and needing that attention because, you know, I guess growing up, we didn't get enough of it. Now we flock to the stage. So I got deep, so I had to pause and clear my throat. So I don't want to like get too emotional because, again, silly goose time. That's all, folks. Bitch. Isn't there like a Porky the Pig comic where it's like, that's all, son of a baby, son of a baby, son of a baby, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a baby, bitch, didn't you? I don't know. That's a joke that my dad used to say. And it was on something. I think it was on YouTube. I don't know. Maybe OnlyFans. I don't know. Maybe Twitch. I don't know. Maybe Spotify. Anyways, so check me out on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Sorry, I was imitating fans of football. Shut up. The American football. UK football is pretty chill. I don't know. I really do like UK football. I don't know. I was invested. I think my girlfriend was invested, so I automatically got invested. Not because to like make her feel good. No, to make her feel good. And coincidentally, I'm now like in it. I'm in it. Like, that's my team now. Celtics? UK Celtics? Are you kidding me? Bro, they're going to destroy everybody. I forgot the other teams. What was one of them? Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, and Pisces? I don't know. I'm one of those. I retook the quiz, by the way, I took the Hogwarts quiz so many times, and I think when I was younger, I was a Gryffindor. I retook it the middle of last year, and I was a Ravenclaw, and I just took it again, and I'm a Hufflepuff. So I think... Based off all of those results, how do I get two words mixed up? Based off all of those results, results. Why did I do the same joke twice? Didn't even work the first time. Based on all of those results, twisting the joke around so it makes sense, so it's not that funny, but there's still a callback there. Based on all of those results of Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, I'm neither of those things. I am changing. I'm an Obama catchphrase. I'm an Obama slogan. Obama slogan. Changing. Speaking of changing, Miley Cyrus redid her Party in the USA song, you know? And I think she sang it recently again on stage, but she's changing the cadence of the song. Like, when the song came out, it was into the club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. But she's singing it now like, into the club in the taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. Like, she's saying it faster. And I kind of fuck with it. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of fuck with that. I mean, I fuck with that song overall, but, like, I think I'm okay with it because she's doing it and she's the owner of that song. I don't know. You get it. What's wrong with me? I just farted again. It's the pasta I made. It's 10 out of 10. Honestly, guys, if you watch this episode, please message me and... and answer this question. Do I talk fast? Do I talk fast, or do I not talk fast enough, or do I not make sense, or all of the above? But the little kids are just like, not fun. This, I think it's maybe because I have a vendetta against most of them. Just because they're annoying. I usually hold a grudge on not on people who did me wrong, but on people who are annoying. Because I'm like, why did I waste my time hanging out with you? You know? I could have did so many less annoying things. So many less. I could have did them. Could have definitely did them. I don't make sense either. So check me out. Spotify. And I don't know why I'm always saying Spotify. It's also Breaker, which is another podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, honestly. I don't know. You guys hear the ad every fucking time. My voice every time. I know. I think I realize now that I like to do impressions when I was younger. Because people were noticing the way I talk. And I was getting annoyed by, like, constantly being noticed by that. And everyone's, like, making it into the conversation when I don't even want to talk about it. So I started doing voices and impressions and stuff. And then I think I did that subconsciously. And now I still do them.
You know what I mean?
I can do a really good Smeagol. It's pretty good. But I can only do it in saying Gollum Gollum.
Don't worry, the master. Packages. What? Oh, we know the rules. Shut up. I wasn't talking to you.
Kind of like that. It's kind of like that somewhere. Somewhere. Guys. Guys, what is this from? Actually, this is what... So, I told you guys last episode, I kind of did my review of the Lord of the Rings movies. Now I'm in the middle. So, I watched the Lord of the Rings movies. We talked about that, obviously. I watched The Hobbit prequels. I mean, go back and watch episode 3078. Go back and watch the previous episode. I think I review it on either that one or the one before that. But I watched those. And now I'm on the show called The Rings of Power, Lord of the Rings. And it's slow as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm on episode 4. There's 8 episodes. No, I just finished episode 4. I'm on episode 5. Nothing interesting has happened except maybe a 10-second fight scene. It's just, I don't care about the characters, but I have to finish them. Because I'm gonna always think about it if I don't finish it. At the fact that I went this deep into this universe, this Middle Earth, the Rings, Sauron, the characters, all of the history of this place. If I quit on the last couple episodes, then I guess I can just go about my day, really. I don't know. I guess I can relax on a classical Sunday, watch the moon rise while I snap my fingers and eat some cubes of caramel. I guess I could do that. Or I can finish it. Excuse me. Please ignore that cough. What's another thing that happened in theater class that was annoying? at the time, there was someone I had a crush on, and she really liked a different guy. And I was like, why do you like him? And she goes, because he's so pretty. And if you saw him, he wasn't. And actually, his name was, actually, I don't want to say his name, but he was really annoying. He was really annoying. And then some people didn't even like him. Like, he was also really mean. And they're like, but he's so handsome. Cool, man. Yeah, I got daddy issues. Move on. You know what I mean? There was another guy where I was in an improv class, and he was a senior, and he just started getting into theater, and he was in a play, and he was like, man, theater was so fun. I wish I did it beforehand. And that's how most people feel when they get into theater in the last year, because it's just so fun. But one time we were eating lunch, and the improv group I was in was called Players, Seaman High School Players, and the guy, let's say his name is Jack. It's not that, but let's just say it is. So his name was Quentin, and Jack Quentin came up to me, and he was just like, players, huh, on my shirt. And he goes, yeah, you definitely are a player. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you just get all the women. You're a player. And I think he was serious. However, that's bullshit. That I'm only confident in the stuff that I know I'm good at. And I'm only competitive at the stuff that I believe I'm good at. Who was that, Einstein? No. That was a callback from previous episode. Guys, what sucks is most of these jokes are like, not most of these jokes I do, but they're also like, what is it called? Inside jokes, almost, in a way. You'd get half of them if you knew half of me. And you get all of them if you watched all of these. So check me out. Who was that? Einstein? No. I can do a really good Stephen Hawking impression. I'm dead. So theater kids were annoying. We're going to go back and talk about the Super Bowl commercials. Or just honestly, just like really good commercials. No Super Bowl ads. I remember when there was one. There was a Bud Light one that took... No, it made me cry. It was like a puppy with like a with like a thing full of horses dragging a beer, and the puppy got in the way, and it was like, oh, handle this, and he put a hand out, and the puppy like slit the horse's throat. I think that was abandoned. Hold on, let me do that again. I think that was a commercial. Sorry, there was a horse's cock in my throat. It's still there, guys. Okay, we've had enough. We're done. Oh man, but what else? What other commercials were there? I think that Skittle one was so fucking funny. It's like, get ready for my sweetness. Freaking weird as shit. But that's, guys, so yeah. I'm excited for it to end, I guess, the Super Bowl. I don't know. It's going to be, I'm going to work on that day, dude, and it's going to be so slow. I guess that means I get to watch it, though. That's fine. It's going to be very, very slow. So check me out. Oh, man, dude. Dude, one time I was, I'm serving at a restaurant. I don't know if I told you, but if I already told you guys, then I already told you. If I didn't tell you, then I'm going to keep it that way. But I'm serving like TikTok serving, and then also just like serving as my job. And I went up to a table and I was like, hey guys, how are you guys doing today? And they go, good. How are you? And I go, oh, I'm good. No one ever asked me that. And then I went, and I pretended I did a quick smile or quick cry. And the guy on that table turned the other way and started laughing. It made me feel good. And that's what I want to do all the time. Who was that? Who said it? I just want to feel good. I just want to feel good. I just want to feel good. I'm sorry, guys, that I've been singing like back-to-back-to-back episodes, dude. I'm just like in the singing motion, you know? Dude, that horse cock is really getting to me. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse. You mean you got that cock in the mouth? Who told you about my whereabouts? Here's a joke that I'm going to give you guys, okay? It's free. You guys can use it, okay? If someone ever asks you a question and it's a one-word question, like done, or like, what about you? From here?
Or maybe not a one-word question, but like a short question. You just hit them with a no, and then you say your zodiac sign. They're like, what about you? From here? And then you go, no, Capricorn. See? It's not that funny, but it's not funny, you know? And that's why I'm kind of am in the middle. That's why I am. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. But anyway, let's go Chiefs. I've been drinking chocolate milk recently, and guys, such brilliant content to talk about. But I've been drinking chocolate milk, and I'm going to tell you right now, the soap chocolate milk, way better than the powder. Okay, the powder one is like, it's good, but you're just tasting like childhood. You're not tasting a flavor, you're tasting a feeling. And that's what I'm here to talk to you guys about. Guys, when you want food, you taste the flavor. There is no feeling. You know what you feel when you taste the flavor? Good. I feel like the movie The Menu, which is a very good movie. If you haven't seen it, you know, go watch it. Excuse me again. That was a silent one, so I didn't even have to say excuse me. Go watch The Menu. The Menu is very good. The Menu is the villain from Harry Potter, Voldemort. His name is Ralph Fiennes, I think. I think he's Billie Eilish's second brother, besides the other guy that has the same name as him. Why do they name the same guy? Well, they look like the same guy, but like two of the same names. And it has Anya Taylor-Johnson or Anya, I don't know, the lady from Split, the actress from Split and Last Night in Soho and The Northman and The Witch and give me one more. I can't think of another one. Oh, and Queen's Gambit. Well, that's a Netflix show, but whatever. She's in it. And it's about this fancy restaurant and they try like four or five courses of these meals that main chef prepared, Billie Eilish's brother prepared. That one, excuse that one. Fault and horse cock. I still got that in my throat and I'm farting all over the place. That should be the title of the episode, but you know, we can't do it. We can't do Fouts and Horsecocks. Anyway, The Menu is good. It's more like a dark comedy and it's very fascinating. I think you guys would like it. Well, I mean, either you would or you wouldn't. I don't know any of you people. Oh man. That's my quick synopsis of The Menu. I don't want to give too much into it, but the movie was good, theater kids or not. Can we agree on that, you know? However, there was a theater kid, and I think maybe the last time I talked to him was like last time, the middle of last year, so pretty recently compared to all of the other high school people. But one time we were in a play, and he came up to me. So we were really big Bo Burnham fans. I'm the biggest Bo fan. I'm a Boho, Bo Burnham fan. I'm the biggest fan, and he came up to me and he was just like, Greg, the repeat stuff. So Bo has a song called Repeat Stuff, and he was like, Greg, the Repeat Stuff music video came out. You have to watch it. And we were still waiting for the teacher because she's slow as fuck. That's probably why she retired. But I don't know if you can say that. I think you have to say mentally disabled. She wasn't there yet. Horsecock. So he showed me the music video when we were just on the stage, and I think everybody else was just kind of chilling and walking around, and we listened to it. No earphones, full blast, enjoying the fucking moment of it. So I think right then and there is when I decided I was a theater kid, and that's probably why I hate theater kids, because I also hate myself. This is very deep, okay? By the way, the mentally disabled joke I just did a few seconds ago, it was funny. I don't care what you say. It was funny. Dude, my siblings think Family Guy's funnier than The Simpsons. This is a fucking problem. The crossover episodes are kind of fine. And some Family Guy episodes are kind of fine. And some Simpsons episodes are kind of fine. But like there's more kind of fine Simpsons episodes than they are kind of fine Family Guy episodes. And South Park is usually funny. It's funny every episode. But now, because it's so funny, you're just basing it on structure, and I like random episodes. I don't like the newer season where they're all connecting, It's like a to be continued. I like Simpsons and Family Guy and South Park. Any episode that has nothing to do with a previous episode. That's probably why I like Impractical Jokers so much. And now I do like other shows, like Haunting of Hill House, that connects. But I don't know. Sitcoms, I think, you can watch any episode for the most part. Or comedies. Yeah, I don't like comedies. Can I think of a comedy TV show that I like? New Girl, I guess. But you can watch any episode of that one. In a way. Man, how long has it been? So Theater Kids Are Annoying. What did I talk about? I talked about farting out of my butthole, horse dicks in my mouth. From I Think You Should Leave. If you guys have not seen I Think You Should Leave yet, which is a sketch show on Netflix. It's one of the best shows on the planet. And it's on Netflix and it's sketch comedy. And you can watch literally any episode. If you have not seen it yet, then what are you doing? I mean, I know what you're doing. You're probably like on TikTok a lot and you're probably like FaceTiming your mom, but you're like, hey mom, you know, you don't have to have your face so close to the camera, and you're probably like cheating on your boyfriend or something. But outside of that, go sit down, enjoy life, and watch one or two episodes of I Think You Should Leave. You won't laugh and you won't even get it, but I like it. And like everyone else says, pretty important to me. Shit. If you can hear my brother in the background, no, you can't, okay? I'm gaslighting you so fucking badly, guys. If you guys haven't seen I Think You Should Leave yet, go watch any episode, honestly. Actually, some episodes are funnier than others, but I want to end this podcast episode with me, for the most part, trying to quote word for word one of the sketches that I like. And I can't remember all of the words, so instead I'm just not going to do it. But it's something like, I'm trying to think of a joke that's like, welcome to the mansion. Oh, there's a guy giving a ghost tour. So they're in a haunted house and he's giving a tour and it's like a fake haunted house. It's more just for the attraction of it. And the stewardess or the tour guide is like, it's past midnight, so we can drink if you want, and you can say whatever the hell you want. And everyone laughs at that. And then the funny character goes, jizz. Tour guide goes, I'm sorry? Jizz, like cum shot. You said we can say that. You said we can say whatever the hell we want. Right. Or like horse cock? Sure. But let's try to stick to regular language or something like that. And then they're going throughout the tour. And then the main funny guy, he raises his hand. And he's like, any of these fuckers ever try to fucking climb out of the wall and say, oh my God, there's a fucking horse cock in my mouth, or a donkey dick, or maybe a dingleberry or something like that. I don't know. Go watch that episode. It's on season 2, episode 1, the last sketch. But, man, if I can just like, annoy people for the rest of my life so that no one would talk to me. That would be funny. That would be really funny. Oh, man. Anyways, get ready for my sweetness. Taste it, I guess. Taste the rainbow. All right, I'm going to end it here. But thank you guys for listening to episode 43, 44, 40, 70 something. Something? It's 73, I think. I made the mistake in the beginning, but, you know, we fixed it. In a way. Okay, I'm gonna change my voice now. All right, I'm getting sick of myself. All right, so we're done. Thank you guys for listening to episode 70 something. I don't know. I've been doing pretty good at this, you know, week by week kind of thing. So let's keep it. Let's keep going. Let's keep going with this rhythmic shit. This like scheduling routine. You know, it's giving me a purpose in life. Besides, I don't know. Arguing with you that Lion King 1.5 is definitely better king than Lion King 1.5 or 1 big, right? Okay, me lose English, can't talk more. No, bye bye. See, I just flipped the buys. You didn't catch it because went over your head. All right, I'm out. Peace. What the fuck is wrong with me? All right. See you later, guys. Thank you. Bye.